You're listening to SBS News. Australia's internet speeds are among the slowest in the world, and the Labor Party wants to make it an election issue. Australia has been ranked 59th in the world for average broadband speed and in 32nd place out of the 37 countries in the OECD. In 2009, Australians were promised super-fast broadband when then-Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced the creation of the National Broadband Network.
Today I'm announcing that the Australian government will move ahead to establish a company in partnership with the private sector that will build and operate a fibre-to-the-home national broadband network to deliver super-fast broadband to Australian homes and businesses up to 100 times faster than what many people use now. This new super-fast national broadband network is the single largest nation-building infrastructure project in Australia's history.
Labor's original plan would have seen fibre optic connections to 93% of premises, with the remaining 7% being a combination of fixed wireless and satellite connections for people in regional and remote areas. Labor's original costing from the NBN was $43 billion over 8 years. In 2013, the incoming Abbott government promised a cheaper but ultimately slower NBN by introducing a range of other technologies that rested more heavily on the existing copper wire network. Associate Professor Mark Gregory from RMIT University says that change of approach was doomed.
When I looked at the plan in 2013, it very quickly became evident that the plan was a lemon that had been put together by people who didn't understand technology and didn't have any real idea of what the realities were in the telecommunications industry.
Since that change, the Coalition has continued to assert that it's done a far better job delivering on the project than Labor was doing. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull mounted that argument in Parliament back in 2018.
I can say to the Honourable Member that the rollout of the NBN, which is going at a pace never seen before in telecommunications history in Australia, is delivering years sooner, 6 to 8 years sooner, and tens of billions of dollars less. We're getting on with an NBN. We are activating more premises in a month than the Labor Party did in 6 years.
In September last year, the Morrison government announced millions of extra households would be given access to faster NBN speeds by the end of 2023 under a $3.5 billion upgrade to the NBN. The government promised the upgrade would involve expanding the fibre networks so that people who wanted to connect their homes directly to a fibre network could do so when they wanted. It was a change that angered Kevin Rudd, who described it as a massive policy backflip by a coalition government which he said had spent 7 long years attacking his original plan. Associate Professor Mark Gregory says complaints from people frustrated with the NBN brought about this change.
I think the key reason why the coalition changed direction in September last year was because the number of complaints about the NBN and its performance are steadily growing, and it's more the realisation by the general public that the what has been provided by the government is second rate, and it has left Australia with a very, very badly and poorly performing system.
Now the federal opposition, Labor, is promising an NBN more in keeping with Kevin Rudd's original concept if it wins the next election. It's announced a $2.4 billion plan to expand the full fibre NBN in all states and territories, giving 1.5 million homes and businesses access to higher speeds. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the pandemic has highlighted the value of Australians having access to reliable internet services.
Depending upon the lottery of where you live, some people do have access to high-speed broadband, some don't. And we know that during COVID, access to high-speed broadband has been so important for students getting through school, for people working from home. And we know that this isn't a luxury. This is a part of 21st century living.
But Labor hasn't detailed exactly how it will pay for this expansion. Last year, Communications Minister Paul Fletcher declared the NBN was built and fully operational. Mr. Fletcher says Labor can't be trusted on the NBN, and he says it's clear that what the ALP is proposing now is simply more wasteful government spending of taxpayers' money.
They were in government, they had 6 years, spent $6 billion, and at the end of that, barely 51,000 premises connected to the NBN fixed line network. By contrast, since we've come to government, 12 million premises able to connect, 8.3 million premises are connected. You just can't rely on Labor to deliver. They are hopeless at delivery.
Paul Buddha is a telecommunications consultant who once worked as an advisor to the Rudd government in relation to the strategy and policy developments of the original National Broadband Network. He says Australia has paid the price for the NBN becoming a political football over the past 15 years. He says Labor's plan is a continuation of what he calls the muddling on process that Australia has seen over the past decade.
So it's the other next step, you know, in upgrading, you know, bits and pieces of the network that's not providing a good service, particularly in outer suburbs and regional areas. Then the other thing that still needs to be fixed is the fixed wireless network and the satellites. You know, there are still lots of problems in those areas as well. So it's not the end of it. It's just one more step, yeah, in the muddling process to go forward. And unfortunately, you know, it might not be finished by 2025. You know, it might take another couple of years.
Greg Diet, SBS News.